Hey Raider fans, I'm Jeanette Thompson. Welcome to Behind the Shield. With me, I have Richard Seymour. Welcome to Behind the Shield.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're kind of a crowd favorite, so you know we got to have you on the show a few times.
Yeah, good. Absolutely. I definitely don't mind.
Now, of course you played for the Raiders, but there was a period of time in which you played with that other team?
Yeah, another team.
Okay. And you played the Raiders. Now, I got a little trivia question for you.
All right.
Do you recall, and maybe you don't because you might have been in the locker room, what went on at halftime 10 years ago when you played with the Patriots?
Well, given that it was halftime, I was in the locker room. So I could tell you we're probably having some Gatorade or some fruit. Other than that, I'm clueless.
All right, well, we'll educate you and, okay, of course, the rest of the Raider fans. It was the 40th reunion of football's fabulous females, the Raiderettes. So there were a few hundred Raiderettes on the field, and this Sunday's game, there will be over 300 of football's fabulous females out on the field performing.
Really?
You're going to miss it again, evidently.
Yeah, I mean, I'm unfortunately, I won't be able to be a judge. And
to see how the performance went?
Yeah, I mean, I would like to. I mean, if it was a Tuesday, I would definitely be available.
You know? The one-off day.
That's the one-off day. I'll definitely do it.
Okay, well, I wanted to make sure all the Raider fans out there know about this exciting game. Not only will they be performing at halftime, but pregame.
Okay.
And also, we'll have an alumni group singing the national anthem. So it's not too late to get tickets, but you might want to jump on that right here at Raiders.com or calling 1-800-RAIDERS. What will we see from you this weekend?
Well, I'll definitely be throwing up the X. Got to bring it out for the fans. Home game, you know, it's a get back on track game for us. So all the Raider fans, y'all come pack the house for us, and we'll put on a show.
What's the difference between playing an away game and a home game, especially when you're hungry for a win?
Well, you know, I think, you know, anytime when we travel, you know, the Raider fans, they always pack the house at the other team's stadium. So, you know, we like that feeling. You know, it's a feeling that we can come into anybody's place and take over, so to speak. But, you know, when we at home, the Black Hole, you know, all the Raider fans, they're rowdy. And, you know, I think it adds an edge to us as we go out and play. So keep it up, Raider fans.
Now, as a Raider player, you have a totally different perspective of the game than we do as an audience. How do you see the defensive line?
I don't know if this is the right word to use, and I don't want to be offensive, but ruthless.
Okay.
You know, relentless, that's the attitude and that's the mindset that we like to play with. You know, regardless of what's happening around us, regardless of the score, you know, I'm accountable to the guy beside me and he's accountable to me. And so no matter what's going on, we always play for each other.
Okay. Yeah. New person out on that line with you, Andre Carter.
Andre, right.
Tell me a little bit about having that new person and fitting in immediately, gelling with the squad that's already been assembled.
Well, obviously, you know, Andre, he's a veteran guy. You know, he's a proven guy in this league. You know, I think last season he had 10 sacks. So, you know, we definitely need his veteran presence and leadership. You know, I think we have a young defensive line and, you know, some talented guys. But I think they always are constantly learning from Andre. You know, he's a guy that studies film a lot and, you know, understands how to pass rush and understands how to prepare. So I think more guys like that that we have, the better off that we'll be.
So no struggling for leadership roles there?
Yeah, no, not at all. No, it's definitely a good time.
Okay. Good time. So, got a game on Sunday. Tuesday's your day off. Will you do anything exciting, or will you just be gearing up for the next game?
Ice tub, massage, nutrition. That's pretty much my typical Tuesdays. And, you know, just to get ready, because it's such a physical grind of a game, you know, especially in the trenches. You know, it's a battle in the inside. So, we always have to, you know, make sure that we're prepared coming up for the next week.
Okay, and it's a game that we'll all be wearing pink. As you can see, I've got my pink on already.
I have my pink on, too.
What pink are you wearing?
I may put on a bandana. No, I put on a rag.
You got a rag?
Put a rag on my... Yeah,
just one? Know. That's it? We'll get you some more. We're going to talk to the equipment manager. Okay. I think we need to pink you up a little more.
Well, tell the Raider fans, tell me what to put on.
There it is. Yeah. Okay, so all you have to do, whether it's Facebook or Twitter, you know we're there, Raider fans. Be sure to let us know what pink should Richard Seymour wear at our next home game.
Okay.
Thanks for watching this edition of Behind the Shield. I'm Jeanette Thompson. Thank you, Richard
Seymour. Absolutely.
Until next time, have a great day.